Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to the Lord for that, and we honor Him. I would encourage you from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. What a powerful scripture. And what a powerful scripture just before Jesus ascended into heaven. My dear brothers and sisters, Christ's resurrection is one of the most authenticated facts in history. During the 40-day interlude between Easter and the Ascension, he was seen by such trusted witnesses as Peter, the entire group of disciples and apostles, a crowd of 500 of his followers, and finally by the Apostle Paul, as referenced in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 to 8. And many of these same individuals who saw his resurrected body also witnessed his ascent into heaven. The resurrection and the ascension, cornerstones of the Christian faith, have been historically documented. Christ's ascension assures us that Jesus is alive and ruling his kingdom while seated at the right hand of his Father. The ascension is also the guarantee that our Lord will personally return for his followers and escort us to the heavenly home he has prepared. Now, if this is what the Lord has done for us, and he is in heaven ruling everything under his power and the entire creation, let us be encouraged. Let us have faith. Let us be filled with awe and glory. And let us take that mandate of sharing the gospel to the nations. His word commands us that when you shall receive power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The Lord is waiting for his mandate to be accomplished by you and by me. If we will take that mandate of the Great Commission and share the gospel of Jesus with somebody who has never heard about the truth of the gospel, then today is the day that you and I can make that initiative and share the gospel. My dear brothers and sisters, the call of the Holy Spirit is that we shall be witnesses all over the earth. Wherever we are the disciples of Christ, and we are the witnesses of Yeshua's death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's pray and seek God's face. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives. There are many who have not seen this day, many who are terribly in pain and are terminally ill and sick and languishing in their bed of sickness. But you have been gracious and merciful unto us. And I pray the Lord that you have given us yet another day to be the witnesses for the name of Jesus the Messiah. I pray, Lord, that in our lives and through our lives, you alone will be glorified and be magnified. I lift up the blood of Jesus from the altar of God, and I sprinkle the precious blood of Jesus upon our spirit, our soul, and our body. And I praise you for your blood, O Lord, because where the blood of Jesus is, there is protection, preservation, and provision, and prosperity. We thank you for your blood, O Lord Jesus Christ. Today, O God, I pray that as your flock, they step out into their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that, Lord, your grace and glory will surround them. You will show them the sign of your favor. You will bless them and enlarge their territory. Bless the work of their hands, and let Jesus be alone glorified. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command their bodies to be aligned to God's word in the mighty name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, and a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.